I want to know the truth. Is this interesting? More men want to be women. It looks like fun. Who wouldn't want to get fucked by a guy? Right? I think it looks like fun. More men are doing it. There'll be no flashing of willies in front of little girls.
You are a predator!
Nah. Show it to your parents and then tell them to take a shit.
Nah, that's hectic shit.
Predator! You are a predator!
Nah.
Oh. Maybe. Welcome to episode number 11 of the Muddy and Michael Fully Actual Podcast. We're here with Michael, myself, and Predator Brown.
Three.
He's a predator. Look at his fucking wild hair. He's trying to attract creative kind of women recently, and he stalks them, and he does all sorts of fucked up shit to them. Do something.
I cut my finger when I was cleaning, and it was cleaning up.
Okay, and look, it's our week off this week, guys. It's we're having a week off of filming, so we're kind of on holidays. We got the Bloody Brilliant Beers boys coming in today because when does this come out? In 2 weeks?
Will you that be means, fighting by then?
That means
it's just before the fight.
Yeah, this is the episode so before good. The fight. So you're listening to this? We're fighting.
Oh, that's so smart because they'll be on here and days. You can talk about
exactly,
the fight,
bro. Exactly. So they're doing the fight as well. Like they're fighting some other guys. So they're going to come on at the end. And we've also got Matt's dream diary. We've got prank call. We've got getting down with the Brown. We don't have Bamboozled this week because James is on holidays and he's the king of that fucking segment. But man, we got a jam packed fucking episode. And let's talk about what's been going on, Matt. Because you've been dressed like that for a few days.
There ain't a problem that we can't fix.
You went to a cosplay thing.
Yeah, I went to Soundwave.
You were being Storm. You're being Storm from the X-Men.
Yeah. Have you watched the X-Men movies?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah. No. Dark Phoenix I've never watched.
Oh, don't say Dark Phoenix.
Storm.
Oh. It just didn't look that good, and I've just never got around to watching it.
Oh, I've got massive news. Guess who's been in contact with us?
Alien.
Emily.
Bullshit.
Holy shit, really?
Really? Yeah. Emily? Oh, for the voicemail segment.
Yes, that's exciting. Oh, he's lying to us.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Fuck! Oh, man. Oh, there's a lying segment. Oh,
that's a fucking mean lie. People are hurting.
Oh. We got done by our rings, like in the ring, in your rings. Someone's lied to us. Yeah, we got done last week. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Really? What happened then?
Well, you'll see. You'll see in a second.
Okay. Well, fucking face crazy here, man. We just had a week. Like I said, our first weekend off, and it was lots of fun. We've been still having to train our little bottoms off for this fight. I can't wait for it to be over and done so we can go back to a semi-normal life.
Less than 3 weeks.
It's been raining a lot.
If someone was giving you $2,000, Brown,
to
would
suck
you...
A-
No, no, but Sorry. You had to box in the event, but you had to box
Wendell Saylor.
Wendell Saylor.
And he's just done
$2,000.
And he's done a line.
Fuck off. There is man, that is I'd rather fight Brownie. No way would I fight Wendell.
Shannon Knoll, $1,500.
Oh yeah, Shannon Knoll, definitely. Okay. But
Shannon Knoll's ripped as fuck now.
He's pretty fit.
I'd need a bit more for Wendell Saylor because he has this spark in him that scares me a bit.
I reckon John
but I'll do it. I'll do it for a certain price because I feel like he'll pity me. I feel like he'll pity me.
I think you're just racist and you don't want to get in there.
No. I did not mention the racial card.
Well, you didn't have to. I could see it in your white
eyes.
That's
your opinion, brother.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's it. This week, what are we doing this week? We're golfing and we're fucking chilling and training and we're going to be sleeping a lot. I can't wait to
sleep. Well, you guys are on holidays, but I'm not.
Yeah, well, Pat's not on holidays.
You are on holidays if you pretend you are.
Pat has to go to work tomorrow and all the way through to Friday has to go into his office real early in the morning. Disagreements and responsibility. He's going to have lots of disagreements with people and they're all going to get him to do work that he doesn't want to do. It's going to be miserable shit traffic there home. And he's going to come home and he's going to have to cook his own food and pass out straight away because he's so exhausted from the constant stress of having disagreements with people at work and no one doing their job properly and Matt Brown staying where he is in a job he's been at for 15 years.
He's gonna have,
dead end.
He's going to have a car accident.
I think it's going to be a road rage.
Dude, I couldn't sit in traffic every day.
Dude, everything you said there was very good. The only thing you got wrong was the 15 years.
Man,
how long have you been there for? 50?
Nah, it'd be like 8 or 9.
If it had been 50 years.
I'd love to see Matt in the exact same position that he's in right now when he's like 73.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wearing the clothes.
And yeah, just be good to see. Eh?
Man, if you were, do you get like long service leave or something?
I've already got some.
How many weeks do you get?
No.
I think it's like 5 days. Yeah, you work for 10 years, you get 5 days.
I think I've got 45 days of long service leave.
That's fair.
At the moment, but it keeps going up. So when I hit 10 years, I get a bit more. I get another hit.
Yeah, but isn't it like what teachers, when they do 10 years, they get like 6 months off?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I think teachers get special. That's pretty like...
Yeah, well, maybe they should do that for wholesome employees too, because you guys are busting your ass out there. There wouldn't be any fucking slabs around if you cuts around. Everything would be fucking built on the fucking uneven ground, cunt.
I know. It's still uneven sometimes. I will say one thing. I just don't think people... I reckon they should do it because not enough people stick around that long, I don't think.
Anyone else stuck around with you for that whole time? Are you the only? Is there a whole new fresh set of employees since you went from when you started to now?
Yeah.
Is it all fresh?
Yeah.
Really? There's not one person that has stayed as long as you have?
Oh, there's me and another guy. It's me and two guys. We've been there like a long time.
Oh, man.
And we're like the best of friends. But, yeah.
But anyway, we get a week off. We don't have to do anything. But, yeah, Matt has to go to work.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the sponsors. Oh, here we go, everyone. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Let me try and think of an angle to come from here that just to try and convince these pieces of shit to do something.
We can't swear too much, remember?
Yeah, yeah. You've got to
control yourself.
I'll use friendly, colorful language.
Well, we can yell.
Knives. Manscaped has knives. Protect yourself and your family with knives. Go to manscaped.com. Use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. They've got sharp things, okay, to defend your family, but also to groom your hair. There is nothing more disgusting than thick, matted black hair covering every inch of your disgusting, sweaty body.
Especially ball sacks.
Shave it off, improve yourself, and watch your life improve.
Just go
to Manscaped. Just go and have a look. The link is in our description. Use our discount code once you find something that will help you and your shitty life. You sit there and you do nothing. You sit and don't move, and that's you having a good time. You sitting there not doing anything, that's you enjoying life. Do something other than shit. Do something with your life and shave your body.
Do a shit.
Do a fucking shit. Do a shit and get a knife. Carry a knife around with you in public and do a shit. And go to Manscaped. It's for women too. Women carry knives.
What's the
the lawnmower 5.0.
Yeah.
Women carry knives. Carry knives. Men are violent.
If something broke, if they broke into your house, you could use it as a defensive weapon.
Oh, yeah.
So you better lock it in a safe.
It's very good.
Along with...
That's what we're trying to say. It's a good product.
Especially for women.
Fully Actual 20
is our discount code.
Oh, shit.
All right, and of course...
Do a shit.
AG1... Are you waking up in the morning and you wake up in a panic and you don't know where you are and you're so tired, your eye can barely open your eyes and all these excuses start flooding through your brain. How the fuck can I get out of work today? How the fuck can I just stay in bed for a little bit longer? And then you rush to the toilet and do a sloppy, sloppy shit. Well, you need AG1. AG1 has 75 vital nutrients and minerals that will firm your shits up good and hard and fix your gut. So when you wake up in that panic, at least you can slide a firm log out before you go to that dead-end job that you're a slave to and sit in traffic. At least you can live for an extra 10 years and get it done and feel a bit better about it, cunt. It's a subscription that rocks up at your front door in a powder and you put it in a glass and you drink it. And you drink it every day and it does you some good. So wake up and do a shit. Link in our description and have a look.
Oh,
it's fucking healthy as shit.
What's our discount code?
Fully actual. We should change it from fully actual to disc.
We'll change our discount code to disc.
Oh.
That's the best thing I've
ever. Oh no.
Use our discount code DISC for 20% off.
Oh wait, I get it. It's short for discount.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Shit, oh, disc. It's not as funny now, but that was good. That was good for a bit. Holy shit, disc. Do a shit. I was going to say we should change it to do a shit.
Yeah.
But and the disc was good.
Yeah, like a CD, like a disc.
D-I-S-K.
Yeah, like a CD. Isn't it D-I-S-C?
Oh, yeah. That's so true, everyone. And, of course, the main sponsor is your
Of course.
Website.
Look.
Subscription.
We have our subscription website that funds our entire lives. Matt Brown wouldn't be sitting here right now without it. He'd be gone
I'd still be here.
You guys support our lives. He would be dead. He'd be gone. He'd be fucking out of here.
It does nothing for me.
If you want to keep Matt Brown around, please subscribe. There's a 21-day free trial.
We've got here either way.
350 videos on there that are far too fucked for social media. Have a look. Not to mention, we're going to start a $50,000 giveaway soon, right? And all you have to do is be a member of the website to be in the running.
Can I sign up and win that?
You're in the running. You can subscribe, but if you win, it's going to look like we've staged it. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to give you the money if you legitimately win. If you legitimately win, I cannot give you the money.
Yeah, true. We can't do it if it's like a close person.
So I guess there's no point in me signing up.
I'm actually signed up to our website. Like, imagine if I won.
Oh, dude.
That'd be fair.
No, you can't.
Imagine how disappointing that would be.
Oh, man. Imagine.
For everyone, everyone's fingers crossed. Oh, I've won. Okay.
Disc one.
Anyway, man. We're going to smell like shit by the time those boys get here.
But anyway, so the website is the lifeblood. It's the artery that goes through up to our...
It funds everything.
But except for me.
It funds you. You wouldn't be sitting here like this. You'd be off at Wholesome screaming at someone.
I would be here at some capacity.
They haven't filed the papers properly. You'd be screaming and getting in their face.
Mistakes made constantly.
The photocopy would be jammed up and you'd be all fucking pissed off because you've told the same guy 3 times how to use it, but he keeps pushing the wrong fucking buttons and he forgets to keep checking if there's paper in there.
Has the photocopy machine ever broken?
It's a printer now, so they don't have photo. But that breaks, runs out of paper all the time. People don't fucking refill the paper, so you go to print something and then it goes in and there's no paper in the tray!
That's how he speaks to people. That's how he fucking speaks.
That's sort of cute.
And do you know why he's like that? Because Matt has some really dark demons embedded under his brain cavity, right? And they sometimes show themselves in dream form, don't they?
Man, I'm excited.
They show themselves in dream form, little glimpses of the man that Matt really is. So I will be reading one of Matt's dreams that he's had recently, and let me tell you, when I first started reading this, I almost vomited.
You're weak,
Matt. That's just you projecting.
Do you want some water?
I've got some.
Okay.
This is the Brown Dream Diary. Matt, last night's dream made me very uncomfortable. I shudder even writing about it. I was dressed as a clown. My whole face was painted white and I had a big red nose, lips and red hair. I was running late to a children's party and was starting to panic. I couldn't afford to fuck up another gig. I really needed some cash. I was getting desperate. And to top things off, I really, really needed to piss, but didn't have time to stop.
To make matters worse, my shitty car kept turning off at every red light and it drove me insane. What was meant to be a 20-minute drive turned into an hour. It got so bad that I would lose my temper and repeatedly smash my head against my own steering wheel. My shit car always turning off really infuriated me, and as the rage fueled my body, I would cock my head back as far as it would go until the back of my head touched my back, and with all my strength, I would drive my skull forwards and slam my entire face into the middle of the steering wheel over and over again until I would slip out of consciousness. Cars next to me at the lights would gasp in shock as huge bruises formed on my forehead and blushed blood gushed out of my mouth and nose. Despite all of this, I somehow managed to get the car started again and made it to the party. I was late and still really needed to piss. There was still no time. I rush into the party to find the parents who had hired me. I finally find them all chatting with the other parents and stagger over to them. "Hey, I'm here to be the clown and shit. Sorry I'm late. Had a few car issues." The parents are visibly taken aback from the damage I had inflicted on myself while smashing my head against my own steering wheel as hard as I could. They stepped back and covered their mouths in shock. "Oh, do you need to go to the hospital? You're really bleeding a lot." I had to lie to them. I couldn't let them know that a 43-year-old man clown performer gets violent road rage. "Oh, no, no, this is just clown makeup." "I can see you've broken your cheekbone." "What? No, no, seriously, I'm fine. Please, just let me perform for your kids and you'll see I'm okay. Okay?" The parents looked at each other with great concern. "Are you certain that's fake? All that blood pouring out of your nose and mouth is really going to scare the kids."
Yeah, it's totally fake. It's all makeup and shit. Kids won't get scared. They'll love it. I'll show you." Before they could object, I turned and wanted to start my performance for the kids so I could get paid. My head was pounding and I felt so drowsy. I was seriously concussed at this point, and with every step I could feel that I'd shattered my nose and absolutely destroyed my cheekbone on my steering wheel. I felt the bone fragments move and grind on each other with every step I took. I needed to get this done quick so I could get home and rest.
"All right, kids, who wants a lolly? Come and watch Matt the Clown."
The kids were intrigued and went and formed an audience in front of me. I was woozy on my feet and had double vision from my head injuries.
"Anyone seen juggling?"
The kids barely reacted, and one kid sheepishly half raised his hand at the back.
"Yeah, you're gonna love it. I'm going to be playing catch with three balls at once."
I reach into my pocket and begin my juggling trick. I tried my best to focus on the balls, but my balance was so off. I managed to get a few juggles going, but then completely missed the ball, and they all spilt on the floor. Shit, I couldn't let the kids know that I had made a mistake.
"Oh, I meant that. It's a race to see who can pick up the balls first."
Silence. None of the kids moved, and they just stared at me as if I was a zoo animal.
"Okay, then I guess I'll pick them up."
I bent down and gingerly picked up the balls, careful not to lose consciousness.
"Okay, here we go, kids.
Who wants to play hide-and-seek?"
The little boy whose birthday it was completely interrupted my performance with his shitty hide-and-seek suggestion. Hide-and-seek is no match for my juggling entertainment. I started juggling again, but noticed that all the kids were excitedly getting up and starting a game of hide-and-seek. Realizing I was defeated, I stopped trying.
"Oh, okay, kids, a quick game of hide-and-seek, and then we can come back and watch me juggle."
The kids didn't even acknowledge me and started their game. One of the parents approached me.
"I really think that you need some medical attention. I don't know who has beaten you like this, but you are safe now."
This lady was offering me a less cowardly excuse for my facial bruising and seemed sympathetic about it.
"Oh, yeah. It's my wife. My clown outfit scares her and she attacks me."
"Oh my god, that's terrible. Here, please, take a seat and we'll get some help. Don't worry about performing for the kids today. We'll still pay you."
The concerned parent walked off and I sat down. Wow, that really worked out. I shook my head and smiled gently. It's funny how sometimes life just does something nice. I realized I still really needed to piss, so I looked around and there was no one inside. So I stepped into a large bush behind me, pulled my little brown out, and released my bladder. Immediately, hot, foamy urine streamed from me. The intense piss smell lit up the air, and my piss stream was so thick and yellow, it looked like hot English mustard. I closed my eyes and relaxed for a second.
"Hey, help me out! This man is wee-wee on me!"
My eyes shot open, and to my horror, I looked down and see that one of the children had used the bush as a hiding spot for hide-and-seek. My hot stream of urine was battering this little boy's face, and he was attempting to block my stream with his little hands.
"Hey! What the hell do you think you're doing?"
I turn around and see the parent from before had returned with an ice pack for my face. I panic and fling my body around to face her. In my heightened state, I forget to put my pissing cock back in my pants, and it slings around with my body.
"Oh my god! Sex offender! That man is a sex offender! I fumble with my fucking dumb clown pants and try to stuff my dick away, but it was too late. The whole party of people had turned to look and saw me stuffing my pissing cock back in my pants as a child covered in my dark mustard-coloured piss steps out from behind the bush crying. It's not what it looks like! I didn't know! By now all the parents have panicked and were screaming and running around. Call the cops! The clown's a pedo! I finally put my dick away and sprint towards my car. There was no explaining myself out of this. I ran and got in. I turned the keys and nothing. Fuck! Not now, car! I look over and see some of the fathers have started running towards me. One of them had a gun. I turn the keys again and the engine splutters. I turn the keys one last time, and as the father with a gun reaches the passenger side window, he points the gun at me. Get out of the car! I briefly consider my options and see this as an opportunity. The engine of my car suddenly springs to life. You don't have the balls to shebang! The father shoots me and I welcome the hot lead bullet as it pierces through my skull and blends my brain matter before exploding out the back of my skull. My suffering was finally over. I was shot with the whole world thinking I was a sex offender. And then I woke up and it was a wet dream. Is that a concern of yours? Worrying about what people think about you? I really think you need to talk to someone about that road rage, though, dude.
Dude, imagine fucking doing that on a driving wheel.
As far back as you can. Picture your head touching your back and then banging forward as hard as you fucking can at the lights.
I think we should go to a bong break.
All right. We're going to go to a bong break and we'll be right back with the great debate and much, much more.
The great debate between mates. This is the great debate.
Great, late, late.
Yeah, that's good. That rhymes.
And this is a segment where Michael and Matt go head to head and debate on some of the most controversial topics that are currently plaguing this world. Now, it is important to remember that the views that Michael and Matt are about to express are only jokes, okay? They are only trying to win the debate. These are not actually their actual personal opinions. So if you were easily offended, move on, okay? This is not for you if you were easily offended. Do you understand? So don't go, oh, okay, no, I'm not easily offended, and then start listening. Oh, he can't say that. He can't say that. That's you. Fuck off. Fuck off. Skip ahead. Because what they're going to say right now is not what they truly think and feel. It's just to try to win the debate.
Oh, fuck.
I hate not knowing.
Oh, man, now you've got me worried. Is this one really bad?
Yeah, you can tell in his fucking laughter that he's got something up his sleeve.
All right, today's topic. Do you guys want to figure out who's for and against first, or do you want to hear the topic first?
No, I'll hear the topic because then the for and after bit is just so much more worse.
Okay, today's topic is trans people should have their own toilets.
Wow, this one's highly, highly...
We're going to get demonetized straight away.
Shush!
We are.
Why?
Because they don't like that shit. It's just, I don't know, it's just pointless.
It's a healthy debate. There is nothing that is undebatable.
I didn't say that. I said we're going to get demonetized for doing it.
Look, if not, we need to be able to speak about things, okay? If we live in a society where we're too scared to even just talk about something, then we are cowardly scum.
No, I didn't say I was scared to talk about it.
And that is censorship, and we will not stand for it.
I just want to make sure we make enough money to survive. I think you're not thinking about this clearly.
Look, it's the use of a toilet, nothing else, okay?
We're not a toilet. We're not breaking boundaries and controversy on our podcast. It's just not.
No, yes, we are.
That's
yes,
why
we are.
We'll get taken down.
Matt, 2 weeks ago, you were arguing that women belong in the kitchen.
I didn't want to do it.
Okay? So how is that any less than this?
It's a little bit easier to get away with, I think,
look,
the women.
Look, we power ahead. We we will not adhere.
We're cutting all this,
to this, to this societal pressure. All right, I'm not standing for it. It is a comedic debate, and we're talking about something that we're allowed to talk about. No one will stop us from saying words, ever.
Well, it's the great debate. Hey,
Connor, you're gonna have to cut like a whole bunch of us debating that.
Why?
Because we say
cut like me when I say cut.
Yeah,
that.
We've said things that are just
yeah,
shit.
Some of those things. But it's good to have.
Yeah,
good,
I know.
It, it adds validation the to the
speech,
fact that,
the
that you guys
really
don't want to do this. It adds to the fact that you, the it shows
was,
that you guys don't want to do this. It just makes it less controversial leaving that in. Trust me, this will be fine, boys. All right, just fucking trust me. Trans people get their own toilet. That is the argument today. Now, who's going to pick a pocket? Which pocket, Matt?
Just grab one, whatever you want.
No, I'm not, because I...
That one.
You want this one?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they are, to be honest.
Show me the other one.
That is four. That is four. That is for that argument.
Oh, okay, I'll win.
Okay, so the argument
what's the,
is,
what is it? They can or they can't?
The argument is trans people should have their own toilet.
Oh,
yes.
Then so, he's going to look like the fuckwit. That's fine. I'm for it. I'm on their side.
Well, it can be perceived either. Either could be bad because they might not want their own toilet.
And they want their own toilet. Oh, wait, hang on. They want their own toilet.
And yeah, no, that's what Michael will be... No, you will be saying that trans people should have their own toilet, that they shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, in, yeah, okay.
Do you understand?
Right. I'm going to have some fun with this one.
All right. Four gets to go first, so you've got a minute and a half, Matt Brown, to tell us why trans people should have their own toilet. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, see, I don't want to do it now.
God, come on,
I can't
man.
Do it. It's too.
Why?
I don't want to do it.
Dude,
and you're
it's just,
fucking
the way you,
me.
The way you look right now, everything is just fucking perfect. Please,
they need to have.
Yeah.
A
so you arguing that trans people
should
have their own bathrooms instead of trans men going into men's and trans women going to women's. You're arguing that if you're trans, you should go into a trans toilet. Okay, that's your argument. And Michael's okay. against that. Michael's saying they should be able to go whatever toilet they want to go into.
Okay.
All right? All okay. right. 3, 2, 1, begin.
All right. The reason they should have their own toilets is because we can't agree that which one they should use, right? No one can make a decision.
Well, you they got, can.
Shut up. We've got people who want them to be allowed to go to the sex that they think they are. And they were people who want them to go to the ones they were born with, right? So they can't decide. So I think it's perfectly fair that we give them their own toilet, and then there'll be no arguments. There'll be no flashing of willies in front of little girls, and there'll be no men afraid to go to the toilet with something they're uncomfortable with.
Well, what do you think that trans are make up such a small percentage of the population that now we have to include an entire new toilet in so restaurants and everyone has to have male, female, and now trans toilets? Isn't that a bit impractical?
Do you want to run this debate?
No, I'm just posing some curious questions to keep your
points
coming.
The point is that the population's growing. More men want to be women. It looks like fun. Who wouldn't want to get fucked by a guy, right? I think it looks like fun. More men are doing it. I think, though, just to keep the peace, because we're all about peace in this world, we need to have a toilet of our own.
And what if I put
I'm
this,
trans, by the way.
What if I put this forwards to you? What if someone says that they are a whale and they would like a swimming pool within to shit in.
What were they born as?
It doesn't matter. They think
well,
that they're
then they go to
whale.
What they were born with if they're identifying as a whale. Shut up.
Okay.
Look, okay. If they identify, we're
your,
talking
that's
about
time there. All right, Michael.
I'm gonna get fucking destroyed.
Nothing you said was like outrageous and at all.
Okay.
All right. Ready, Michael? Your rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, I have 3 points, and my third point is that I have 2 points. Okay?
So, go on.
The first point is you 3 bathrooms to 2 bathrooms, more money, inflation is through the roof. We shouldn't have to pay for more shit. We can just let everyone just do have the women and the men's and go into those. If you think you're a woman, go in that. If you're
so what if I just go, oh, I feel like a woman today, and I go into a woman's toilet and I'm hammer drunk and I want to go in there and there's like women getting changed.
Solely to keep it at two bathrooms because three's more.
What costs more money to build?
Yes, you should be able to do that.
Because it costs more money to build?
Probably.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's money and government and funds. And also my point too is have you ever played GTA 3? Like the third one?
When it's like New York?
The first 3D game?
You're Russian?
Yeah, I don't know. You're like Tommy. His name's Tommy. There's missions where you have to meet up at the toilets underground. It's like a famous scene in the game. Male and female toilets.
Is his time up yet?
Not yet. But quick question though. If anyone can use anyone's toilet, then why don't we just all have one toilet?
Wait, no. Stay on this
point. Even more money.
Stay on this point. You want to make sure that they get to the right toilets? Is that what you're saying?
I reckon that's a great idea.
So one toilet for all.
Yeah. Keep it. And then halve money.
Time.
So one toilet for all. Okay, I'll speak on the three stupid points that you fucking made.
All right, so okay. Michael's saying that not only... let me clarify for the listeners. So Michael's saying that not only that there should be two toilets, that fuck it, if everyone just feels like going wherever they feel like going, there should
just
be one toilet.
I piss everywhere. You know that. Like I just piss on, you know, trees. I've pissed in this couch. Like...
Your time's up.
You shouldn't even... There should be zero
toilets.
Stop
speaking. Oh, point deducted.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
All right, Matt's rebuttal. You got a minute starting now.
All right. Zero toilets.
Yeah, that's right. You said, anyone should just go to anyone, okay? All right, picture this. You've got a man who's a rapist. Oh, this is going to get fucking demolished. Should I just keep going? All right, you've got a man who's a rapist, all right? And he dresses up and says, oh, I'm suddenly a woman. And then he goes in there and he rapes a woman, comes back out, I'm a man.
Oh, wait, why don't they have toilets separate just for the sex offenders? A sex offender toilet toilet for everyone else.
Yes. Sex offenders now get their own toilet. Four toilets, more construction, more money to the economy. We keep the plumbers in
and
the
time.
Job.
Wow.
Okay. Look, lucky there's rebuttals, that's for sure.
All right, your final rebuttal, Michael.
Let's see what stone gibberish shit you come out with.
One, begin.
Okay, I've got... unlimited reasons for why this argument will win, and you'll see why.
I'm glad I've got a wig on.
Now, I'm going to change my answer. This is the first time ever I've changed views into something different on a debate. So I'm going from zero is what I finalized. I reckon you should have infinity toilets. And that's why my reasons never run out, bitch.
So you're saying... everything should be a toilet.
Yeah, dude.
Everything should be a toilet. So the person doesn't have to move. We just have to be a toilet.
Total, yeah, and heaps of toilets everywhere.
And on Matt's point, that would help the economy because we're just building toilets constantly.
So we're sort of getting, we're coming together there.
To agreeing with me.
All right, and time there. All right, so in a way.
You agreed with me.
See, so this is one of those magical moments, people, where two people with differing opinions have had a conversation and we've reached a compromise, right? And now everyone's happy and we've realized that maybe it's best to just build an infinite, an unlimited amount of toilets.
For everything. So like a male, a female, a trans, a sex offender, everyone gets a toilet.
Yeah,
it's also, fucking Oprah toilets.
Everything is a toilet as well.
Yeah, you don't have to use that toilet if you don't want. You can swap around.
Yeah, you can also shit and piss anywhere.
You can do a shit anywhere you want, bro.
Every single seat will have a toilet attached.
I can't believe the outcome of this is to do a shit.
Yeah.
Dude. Bro, that's hectic. Holy, I never thought that great debate would end in us agreeing that everyone needs to
do a shit.
Film it. Or film it if you do a shit.
Just, yeah. And
film
send it.
Do a shit. Or can someone film themselves doing shit?
Yeah.
And send it to our phone.
Send it to us.
We have got a fair bit of that already.
Fuck,
so
is a great debate, boys. There you go. We've come to a compromise. I'm so glad. Shake hands.
Fucking
yeah,
mate.
See how it's controversial, scary to talk about. Boom, solution. Right?
So, the solution is so good too.
It's money. It's injecting money. There's toilets everywhere, so
it's
also
convenient.
Freedom. There ain't a problem that we can't fix. We can do it in the mix now.
Do a shit.
Matt.
Sorry.
All right, guys. Let's move on. Okay. That was outstanding.
Yeah, wow, we fucking changed shit, hey.
Next, now we don't have a jingle for this either, but it's one of our fucking brand new spanking segments. And Matt loves pounding pussy.
Oh, shut man, up.
Loves is this the around.
Stupid fucking question?
Oh, it's time to get down with Brown. It's time to get down with Brown.
I've got
it's
something to say.
To get down.
I've got something
time
to say.
To get down.
You
it's time
glasses.
To get down.
You need
with
your
Brown.
Glasses.
I've got something to say, and I want everyone to hear me, please. I want to know the truth. Is this interesting? You want to hear real deep shit from us? Because it just seems to go real deep. I'm sure there's some things that are going to be funny, but I feel like we get too deep. And I want to know if people are really interested in this. Because obviously I was quite honest about my family last episode.
You know, I think it ain't weak to speak.
He's got them on. How did your parents meet and fall in love? This is good. This is going to be great for you guys.
All right. So the question is today about Matt's parents, right? We always seem to talk about them. I think they've really influenced Matt's
mental
state.
We put them at the back of them, flipped them.
All right. Here, pass it back. Yep. All right. So what was the question again, Matt? Can you just repeat it?
How did your parents meet and fall in love?
Okay. All right. So let's just touch on that quickly. So how influential was your parents' relationship to your happiness while you were growing up as a little brown boy?
What?
How influential was your parents' relationship to your happiness?
That
when
wasn't
you were
the question.
I'm
so I'm
understand.
Not fucking
I'm
answering
getting
it.
To that.
You fucking psycho.
I'm getting to it. Okay, look at this. Look at this exhibit.
No, I'm sick of it. You put on your glasses and you become this psychopath therapist. Takes him back to Bali when he fucking threatened us all in the pool.
It's okay. Beautiful. It's
you
beautiful.
Were on drugs. He was on drugs.
Feel your feelings. Okay, now take a deep breath in.
Just safe.
And I want you to think back to when you were a little brown boy. You looked up at your parents. Did you see stability when you looked at their relationship?
Yes.
Or did you see fear?
No, I saw stability and love.
How did they exhibit it? Their kiss?
I don't have a lot of memories of them, obviously, hugging and kissing and fucking like you want.
Did you ever see like your father put the hair of your mum's hair behind her ear?
No, I don't think so.
Ass slaps?
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you ever see him kiss with tongue?
I have memories of walking into the kitchen and they'd be like embraced and kissing.
And you liked that? That made you feel good and happy and special?
Yeah.
Who did the dishes more?
Dad.
Ooh, okay.
And mummy cooked?
I think so.
All right. So how did they meet?
I might butcher this and my sister might be like, no, that's wrong. But from my memory, they both worked at the Melbourne Water Board. Do you guys know what the Melbourne Water Board is?
Yeah, it's the water board that's down in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking very spot on, Marty. Well done. So that is like a government entity, like Energex, like not really government, but kind of government, you know what I mean? Anyway.
It's kind of like concrete, but water.
Yeah. And dad worked in the section that he worked in and mum worked in one of the offices. I think she was receptionist.
Oh, my God. It was a work love story.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
And I think he walked in there and saw her a few times. And mum thought he was a surfer because he had long blondish brownish hair. So he thought he was a bit of a surfy, but he wasn't. He was like a
golfer.
He was like a 10-pin bowler.
That's so good.
Yeah, he was into 10-pin bowling.
That's like cards, basketball bowling. Cards.
Yeah. So you see where it comes from, right? And I think they were chatty and he asked her out on a date. I don't know where they went, though.
Were they both really attracted to each other and had that initial animalistic spark where their lust was so intense they want to rip each other's clothes off and fuck everywhere?
I don't know dad's side, but I do know. Yeah,
that your mom
you can tell mum was like that because she was like, "Oh, he's surfy."
Do you reckon
really
they went bowling in the first week that they were together?
Fuck, I don't know, but I reckon like there was definitely a bowling date very early.
Do you
on.
Compare your relationships to your parents' relationship and want a relationship similar to theirs, or do you want something different because you know that they broke up eventually?
I don't want the same as theirs. I want my own, but I do want to have like the upbringing that they gave like me and my sister. I want to be that type of parent, the same that they were.
How were they?
Oh, I definitely. Hey,
were they really?
They
nice?
Were just they were loving. They were respectful. They told us how it was. There was no fantasy bullshit. They were very loving. They were very right and wrong.
Did you have a swing set in your backyard?
I think we did at one point, but I think it disappeared very early.
Did you have a trampoline?
We went to parks. Yes. Got a trampoline for Christmas very early on. I think I was about 5.
Did your dad ever hit you?
Before I get there, there is a good story about the trampoline. He actually, for Christmas, this psycho took it and he put it all together in the living room. So when we came out, it looked like Santa had fucking put it in the living room and we got to open all our presents on the trampoline.
Oh, so they lied to you. Your parents lied to you about that.
About what, Santa? For a little bit, but they were very honest early on. Like, they were like, no, Santa's not real.
They didn't want Santa taking the credit for the gifts.
Yeah.
When are you meant to tell the kids?
I think Dad liked eating the fucking biscuits we left out for him and the reindeers, so he wanted to keep that lie going a bit longer, so he got some nibbles.
Fucking reindeer biscuits coming.
Yeah, sucking down the milk. What was the question?
How old were you when you realized Santa wasn't true?
Oh.
15?
Nah.
Well, tell me a time your father hit you.
I've got a good one that I always go to when someone asks this. So we, at one point, we had a van, like similar to the Marty and Michael van. And we were driving and it was like my dad, I was in the middle and there was my sister. And I was like picking on my sister. Did you ever pick on your sister?
Yeah, I've heard this story, but continue. Yeah.
You picked on your sister.
Yeah. I picked on her so much that she ended up leaving the family.
Yeah. So I'm picking on her. She's like, stop, stop. And Dad was like in a very irritable mood. And he warned me. He gave me a warning. He's a loving father. He gave a warning.
Warnings are good.
Yeah, warnings are good.
Warning, warning, warning.
Dude, it was literally like that. And he said, stop. He said, stop screwing around. He didn't say fuck. He said, like, screwing around. I feel like, mucking around. He was like, and he goes, don't or you'll get it. And I was like, okay, I'll test that theory. I'll test it out. And anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm like this, like, you know, my knees up because I'm in the middle and I pissed.
Just breathing.
And I pissed. And I pissed her off. I pissed her off one more time.
You grabbed her tit?
I tried, but I pissed her off and he hammer fisted my leg right there. So it was like this. It was like.
Dead right leg. There.
And he did it so fucking hard. It was like an instant lump in my leg. And I was like. Aah!
How old were you? 18?
I don't know.
Or 19?
No. It was definitely primary school.
Imagine 19.
19.
He's driving him to TAFE.
Yeah. He doesn't even live at home.
Matt's driving.
And he got me good. And I was fine. And it was just, thank God it was so close to home because I don't think I could handle staying in that car. I was annoyed, but I was upset. I didn't want to get hit again.
And then you went home and then watched movies and that was your escape from your father's abusive hand.
Indiana Jones.
So. And that's getting down with Brown today, everyone. So let us know if you enjoy not finding out little pieces of Matt Brown's life.
Did you guys ever get hit?
I think so. I think I got a few slaps.
You just got a few slaps.
I don't think.
Do you have any good stories?
Maybe not. I think
your parents were police. They were like, no, we'll get charged.
I've blocked them out. I can't really.
Did
remember.
You ever get hit?
Yeah, I used to get.
Surely.
Hit.
There were some stupid German punishments.
Oh yeah, the Germans don't mind a bit of
punishment. Do they lock you in a chamber?
No, I never got locked away.
Just gas. Force you to eat cured meat.
But I would just be alone a lot. So that was kind of like being locked away. Just me and Rob around the house.
Oh, man.
Did Dad strike you at all? I can't see your mum doing it.
No, mum did it too.
Really?
Just ass hits.
My mum was psychological. So if I did something bad, she'll go, I'll get the wooden spoon. And she'll run to the kitchen and she'll move her hands around in the drawer and you could hear it. And then you're like, fuck. And you're like, ran because you just didn't want that wooden spoon.
Did you ever just step up and go, I challenge you?
Come on, bitch. Get right in her face.
No way.
Spoon up.
Mum was too scary. Mum was scary.
Yeah, I remember getting flicked. Flicked in the ear from like one of my dad's mates.
Oh, fuck that cunt.
Yeah,
who was crazy. That?
Smart.
Fuck that guy.
No, it was pretty well deserved. As I said, we were trying to convince him, like, as he was talking to another person's wife, like, ooh, you're cheating on blah blah's mum.
Yeah, I remember that story. Oh,
yeah,
that
would be so fucked if a kid was
having good conversation.
You're making it really awkward
with his son. Flicks in the ear, smarten up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, very good. All right, so that's getting down with the Brown, everyone. And if you have anything you want Brown to tell us about, leave a comment in the comments section because we love to learn more about the Brown and peel back his many layers. He's a layered mud cake.
Garlic
mud cake. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, give us a 5-star review on Spotify. Please, please keep that shit coming, guys. It keeps the whole train churning.
Gravy.
Okay, so if you like the podcast, please just, you don't have to do much. Just a like and a comment.
And subscribe.
And subscribe. Hit fucking smash that subscribe
share
button.
Share it even. Share it to somebody.
5-star review share it to on somebody. Spotify. Show it to someone or something. All right. We're not asking for a lot. We'll sit here and fucking do drugs and talk shit, but all we want is you to click a button once or twice.
Show it to your parents and then tell them to take a shit.
It's time for the lying segment. Matt, hit that fucking button so hard. I don't want it to be breathing after.
Oh, should we?
Go.
We lie to you. Oh, man. And your
we gotta halve this.
Friends.
They don't trust us.
Oh, look, there's the Mercedes Benz.
Not.
We lie to you. Again and again.
They don't trust us.
Oh, look, there's a Mercedes Benz.
Not.
Fuck, that's good, man.
That's this, so shit.
This is a segment where we just lie. We call someone and we lie to them.
Greg's on holidays. Me, Marty, Luke, and James are playing golf tomorrow, so there's no places for golf available. I'm going to lie to him because he's on holidays this week. He should be able to play and tell him that there's a spot for him to play golf with us. He's going to get very excited and then we're going to tell him, no, we're already full. Sorry, mate.
Oh, but they you do have a spot.
So this is it. This is prank calling Greg. He loves golf, by the way. So he'll be so excited about this.
Here we go.
Greg.
Hello, this is Greg.
Hey, dude, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. This has got to be a podcast.
Not at all, dude. I've actually got some good news for you.
Okay, good. I've got the kids in the car too, by the way.
Yeah, sweet, dude. That's all right. Well, I was just checking, since you're not leaving till Wednesday, right?
Yes.
So potentially, could you come play golf with me, Marty, Luke, and James tomorrow?
When?
At Wantema, so it's not far from you.
Wantema, yeah. What time?
I reckon like 10:45.
Yeah.
18 holes. I've got it booked for four of us. I don't think Luke can make it, so it's going to be me, you, James, Marty, and yeah. That's why I was like, fuck yeah.
Yep. I reckon I'm a good chance.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah,
that's
I reckon
awesome.
I'm a good chance. Yeah, I can't see why not. I've got a coach in the afternoon.
Oh, don't care. We're lying. We're lying to you, Greg. We're lying to you. That's all a lie. There is no golf tomorrow.
Are you lying?
It's a lie, Greg. There's no spot for you. You've been lied to.
Are you lying?
I'm so sorry.
You've been lied to. You're on the podcast. This is a lie. We're lying to you.
I know that you love golf, so I'm sorry.
Oh, he was so excited.
Yeah, I know. We're just. Yeah, I know. That one's a bad one. Because it was like a golf course near you, so it was like so doable.
Even Marty thinks it's funny. I hate you so much.
I'm sorry, dude.
Anyway,
I'm
sorry.
I'm never going to believe you guys ever again for anything. Anything. Even straight away. Straight away, I was like, no, this is the podcast. No, seriously, dude.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. That's Greg. Oh,
that's Greg's so wife.
I'm going to go.
Oh, sorry, dude. We love you, mate. We love you.
We love you, dude.
I'm building a golf simulator in the house.
That's a lie.
Oh, that's, oh, sorry. But, all right, before... Anyway. Before you go, we're going to pretend you just hung up there, but when you hang up, oh, guess what? It is actually on. It's a lie.
He's not going to believe you now.
So Marty can't play, so there's a spot available for you. 10:45 tee off.
I'm not playing.
No, you're not double. I'm going now.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, so you'll have to call him later. You'll have to call him later. I have to get you. See you, dude.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Greg thought he was going to have a fun, good day. But now, shit, man, his wife really thought that was funny in the background.
Oh. That was a good one. Oh, that made me happy. Oh. Holy shit.
All right, guys. Oh. We're going to have a bong break and we'll be right back with the voicemail segment and the prank call and the bloody brilliant beers, boys. And it is time, everybody, for the voicemail segment where you send in your stories, your messages, your pictures, your videos to 04-666-02303. Hit it, Brown. We're going to play some now.
Oh, yeah. Ringing with your rings.
All right, we got a fair bit of ringing with your rings this week.
Oi, boys. Oi, it's me. Oi, you're not going to believe it, but I was at work. And I did a shit, I was there and I pulled my pants down and everyone was just staring at me and I just did a shit.
So that's important.
This is what we've started.
Hey guys, I'm that fucking guy who leaves them real shit jokes, but I actually thought of a story from a while ago when I was 16. I smoked crack. I used to smoke crack and fucking, I had a mate and we're the same age and his dad let us smoke crack at his house and fucking pretty crazy thinking back on it. But, one time we were awake at his house for like 3 days and on the third or fourth day, I thought that one of my nuts had split in half because like crack will dehydrate the shit out of you and your nuts will go like real purple. Yeah, I literally was like pleading to my friend, like, bro, we got to go to the fucking hospital, bro. Like, my fucking nuts split in half, like, you know. And then, like, yeah, next day I ended up just going home, like, sleeping it off, and I was fine. But, yeah, thought my nut was split in half from smoking too much crack and staying awake for 3 days.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, all right, fellas.
That is a fucking great story. His nut fucking cracked in half from smoking crack. Imagine going to the hospital and being like, I've smoked too much crack. My nuts cracked in half.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, boys. It's Kurt again here.
Oh, so it's not.
This week you played my story about chlamydia on the chlamydia story. Uh-huh. I just want to say, I fucking lied to you.
Oh, gotcha, cunt. Fuck.
So, look, something really important is we got sent a dude who fucking got an apple over his foreskin.
We've already told them this.
No.
We did.
But like actually.
Well, we got another one.
No fucking way.
That wasn't an apple, Brown. That was a ping pong ball. This is now an apple. So this is very.
Oh, God. I want
to. It's so shocking to look at.
You know what? We're going to put this image on the very. Oh, we're not allowed to, are we?
Give us a look.
No. I mean, on the end of our website video.
He probably doesn't want.
But yeah, we can't put someone's dick on. That's unbelievable.
Have a look.
There was an apple under a foreskin. Look at Matt's face.
You fucking idiot.
So that's cool.
You dickhead.
Like, that's something different.
Wow. Dude, I wonder what that dick looks like without an apple
in
it.
It's impressive, but you're in.
That is now, very impressive.
Look, we'll go to for international fans. It has opened up. Our number is the same. 04-666-02303. And that, if you use that in our WhatsApp, overseas people can send us shit. Here we go.
Hey guys, I've got a mate, and I promise it was a mate, who'd been going out with this girl for about 3 months and was meeting her parents for the first time. Her parents were going to cook dinner for them at their house. So he goes over, hadn't eaten, I think, much or anything throughout the day because he didn't want to be full and not eat the food they'd made. And the girlfriend's dad is drinking quite a lot. So my mate thinks, well, I'm not a pussy, I've got to drink at least as much as him. And gets absolutely slaughtered. Then halfway through dinner, my mate goes, oh, my, like, fuck, I'm going to be sick. So runs off to the bathroom. and he's got his head in the toilet bowl, and then he goes, oh, no, 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 I'm going to shit myself. So starts turning around, goes, no, I'm going to throw up. Long story short, ends up vomiting on the floor, shitting on the floor, passing out in his own shit and vomit. And the girlfriend, that parents had to break in the room because he was unconscious and not responding and clean up all his shit.
Oh my God.
I don't think they're still together now.
Yeah.
That would be so embarrassing.
Man, that one is hectic.
Yeah.
Just fucking matching it with a dad to try and be bugging and end up getting so fucking
that
twisted.
Does sound like so a nightmare.
Yeah,
I wonder what the first.
It reminds me of bloody one of our. Remember on the Europe trip when bloody, I won't say his name, but a mate of ours, we were at a bar and he'd done a bunch of white powder.
Yeah.
And he sprinted to the toilet and he was shitting as he was vomiting at the exact same time. Shitting, vomiting, pissing.
Yeah, it was
all at the same time. Then the cleaning, like I had I kept the stall open because I just wanted to see it, and it was fucking hilarious. And then just as I was doing that, the cleaner walks in and just sees our mate vomiting all over the floor while he's pissing himself, laughing and shitting. Oh man, it was good.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
I wonder what that guy's first like thought was when he woke up from being unconscious to see like the family is standing over him.
Disc.
Yeah. All right, this one gets dark.
All right, I'm doing a voice message thing.
Okay, so basically he was first on the scene to Hurricane Katrina where there were lots of bodies.
He's a paramedic.
His
hurricane.
Job was to go find dead bodies.
Oh my God.
This is
about the aftermath because in Parrish and he got me deputized. So I was able to go help.
Can you fucking start it again?
We were all like attached to like a National Guard.
What are you doing?
Louisiana National Guard unit. And our job was to go house to house and see if there was any dead bodies. And I remember this place we went to. It's called Lakeview. It's like an upper end. It's a higher. It's wealthy people, basically. So we were there, and the first time that I ever saw a dead body was here. It was actually three of them, because when we knocked the door down to go in, there was three bodies. We found them, and they had drowned because Lakeview was underwater, and they couldn't get out. They didn't have access to that, or they had an attic, but they were too old to get there, is what my understanding was after the fact. Because once you find out like who they were, but yeah, it was old people, and it was three of them, two females and a male, and I just remember the smell, dude. They were bloated. They were waterlogged. It was just fucking horrible. Like, right now, talking about it, I can smell that smell. Like, it is something that never leaves you.
Jesus.
And, I mean, it didn't bother me seeing dead people. It was just the fucking smell, dude. It's terrible. Like, picture, like, the Fussy Boys segment. Whatever Michael's bitching about food being nasty or smelly or whatever, that's like if he smelled this, you're going to watch him throw up for days. So, yeah. And then I also told Matt, I said, I'll do this.
Thank you, dude.
Next podcast, I'll send it. But the first time I ever got to air somebody out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This gets quite dark. So the next story is going to be him telling us the time he killed someone.
Yeah, so he's a military guy.
Oh my God.
He's got some fucking banger stories.
But yeah, that one, there
he
you go.
He also collects some cards. He's a legend.
It's my personal favorite. If you have dead body finding stories, that would be lovely.
As long as they're not too traumatic for you to relive, Nick, while you explain.
Only if you're willing to share.
All right, guys, we're going to have a fucking big. If you want to continue to send us shit like that, that's perfect. Set it in to 0466602303. We have WhatsApp as well. It's the same number. All right, we'll have a bloody chat to you. We even answer the bloody phone sometimes. It's bloody crazy. We're going to go and suck a fucking fat bong down our fucking throats, and then we'll be right back with the bloody brilliant beers, boys. So
before that, we're calling Emily. I don't give a fuck.
Look, we're going to call Emily first.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Wake up to yourself. Wake up. This will not end unless you speak to us.
This isn't all about you. It's about us.
All right, we'll be right back with the Bloody Brilliant Beers, boys. All right, guys, we are back with the Bloody Brilliant Beers, boys. We got Klutz and Das. Das or Darcy?
Either or. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Das. Yeah.
All right, now you boys have your own podcast, the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast. And I think a lot of our listeners know about you guys as well. You boys are full-time podcasters now, right?
Yeah, correct. So Das has been doing it for about a year, and then I jumped on board about November last year. I've got out of the trenches of the plumbing business, so
yeah,
couldn't be fucking happier.
Yeah, yeah. So how many podcasts are you guys doing, like, a week?
We do three a week.
Yeah.
Three
hours. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that every so week, good. Like, you don't miss a week?
Yeah. I don't think we've missed a week, and, like, we even did over Christmas this year. So probably since Chrissy last year was the last time we had, like, more than probably a week where no episode was coming out.
Do you just, like, back them up? Like, film fucking shitloads and then chill for a bit? Or
we come in, like, usually, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So I do one a day on those days, and then Darcy will crank out the edit that night and
pump them
out. And then if we're going to go away for holidays, like, Darcy went to Bali last year, so we planned a couple of shows around that
Get some interviews in and stuff like that.
Yeah, fuck, man. Yeah. That's so nice. It'd be so nice if it was only podcast.
I know. It is a dream.
It is good. It is
like no pain.
Drink beers and chat shit.
Yeah. Christmas this year was great. I think we spent, like, it was probably like 12 days without going to the CAC Centre. Yeah. I think that's the longest in 4 years that it's been. It was quite nice.
Yeah, because you guys get to film at the CAC Centre.
So we pretty much live there now. We've got, like, a little office space upstairs and stuff. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we've done a podcast there with,
Connor.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend.
Yeah, he lives in Canada now, I think. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we kind of fucked his podcast up. Last time we went in there, the owner of Caxton wasn't happy.
Yeah, I think we'd be allowed to come on your podcast.
We can record it elsewhere.
Just FaceTime.
International waters.
Just go across to Honeybees or something and set up shop. Still on Caxton Street.
Shit. So, Bloody Brilliant Beers. Was it like a beer? Specific podcast to start with, and what is it now? What is
sort of now? was like meant to be. We actually started, like, a Facebook page years ago, back in 2019, to review craft beers.
That's when Julian started making those.
That's when
you guys. Okay,
yeah. Because Klutzer used to work at Miss K's, like a burger bar that had craft beers on tap.
Yeah,
and he'd send me Snapchats of him reviewing them, and these are beers that, like, for us, you know, we used to just drink your run-of-the-mill lagers, and these were, like, sours and stouts and all that sort of shit that we'd never try. And he'd always make the reviews hilarious. Like, some he'd be drinking from the taps after he was closing up or blah, blah, blah. And I went to the bottler one day and I was like, fuck, maybe I should try one of them. But because our Snapchats, they were all gone. So I was like, shit, we should start a Facebook group where we can, like, post these videos and have a bit of a catalog. And we made it private at the start, and it was like members could invite friends, and it just, like, took off. And it was the same as us. Like, we tried to stay away from, you know, the craft beer snobs talking about, like, mouthfeel and, like, shit you don't even fucking understand.
Yeah.
Just about, is it good or not?
There's nothing worse than a craft beer wanker.
Yeah.
Like, someone who's just, like, going to tell you about mouthfeel and, like, it's a milkshake IPA. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but that's
weird. Yeah. It's just, like, there's a whole new world out there of just, like, 40-year-old men that get off to, like, talking about that sort of stuff. Yeah. So
we did that, and then, it was just, again, like, our mates, and then they were inviting their mates. And it was everyone just doing the same thing. Like, people were essentially just taking the piss out of it. Like, Julian had his little character, and there's another guy, Ryan Freeney, who would, like, try these international beers and dress up in the country of origin, like, put on an accent and stuff that. They were pretty funny. So those sorts of things just, like, made the group explode. And then off the back of it, we're like, fuck, we should be making more content. So we're like, let's start a podcast and vlogs. And the original idea was to go out to breweries in Brizzy and do a tour and sit down with the head brewer or whatever. But then COVID hit, and we were like, basically sitting on our thumbs doing nothing. So we just got on Zoom once a week, had a beer and talked shit, and then that sort of took off. So once COVID lifted, we sort of binned all the, well, didn't bin it, but, like, you know, our shit talk sort of overtook the craft beer stuff.
And so now it's just mainly just you guys shit talking.
Literally,
pretty much. And just trying new beers.
Yeah, well, we don't even really try new beers.
Oh, I can't remember the last time we tried a new beer on there.
So you guys have got a fucking set. So you don't need guests and shit. You just sit down and talk shit. That's kind of what we wanted as well. Yeah. But it's just a slow fucking grind.
Yeah, that's it.
How long have you boys been doing it for now?
We started the pod back in February 2020. And we probably, I think, what was it? Our first year, we had like 400 total listens.
I remember so specifically, this is in COVID, just before COVID, my mum sold like our childhood house, so I had to move out, and my missus and I were looking to rent somewhere, and then we both got stood down from our jobs, and I was like, fuck me, I could end up homeless here. So I ended up moving in with her parents, lived there for like 2 years, and we were doing the podcast the whole time I was there, and I'd like work all day, come home, and I remember one morning, it was like 2 a.m. on a Thursday, and our SD card corrupted, and like I lost the pod. And we've been going for like 2 years, and I think we'd had like 1,800 total streams. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing this shit for? Like, this is actually bullshit. Yeah. This sucks so much. So it was definitely like a massive grind. And as Klutzy said, he came full time in November last year. So that was what? Literally 4 years, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it like took ages to get any sort of traction.
Yeah, I don't think people realize with podcasts, it's a fuck. You got to be consistent as shit because. Like, this is our sixth season, and like this year we're finally making more than we're spending on it. Like for the first 4 to 5 years, it was just a fucking money pit.
Yeah, it's massive. Ridiculous.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's awesome. Well, man, it would be, imagine like plumbing, right? Like,
can you imagine that, Matt, being able to quit your job, Matt? That would be crazy good, eh? But you can't yet. You still work.
Maybe in like 4 more years or something, you'll get there.
We're not quite there yet, Matt. You have to keep going to work.
And we're still fucking can't all do it.
It is awesome. I went and saw some of the boys the other day on my way back from the boxing gym, and fuck, it's very humbling. I was at the start of the year when it was pissing down rain, I used to have to drive home past one of the sites that I would have been working on, and I still distinctly remember there's this little fella, he's a school-based apprentice. And just driving past the job site, it's pissing down rain, and he's just standing out in the rain with a shovel digging a hole. I was like, that's meant to be you.
I was just like,
this is so rocking.
Yeah, get a real job.
He's fucking loser.
Next time you drive past him, throw a rock at
him. Oh, dude, so we're still the same, because we used to be like tennis coaches before we started making videos, and like...
Yep.
Fucking hated that job so intensely that even like now, like, it still comes to mind, like when we drive past a tennis court or see someone coaching, it's just have that shudder of fuck that is not our life anymore.
I think the other thing is, it's kind of weird, like, because it was, you know, 4 years or whatever, it's like, and you have such small little jumps, like, it's not like one day you're working, the next day like, oh fuck yeah, we can quit our jobs. Sometimes you forget that you're like, holy shit, this is our job. Like, we got to go to Vegas for the footy this year. I woke up one morning and like, we had a massive night before, and I had to like edit an ad or something. I was actually laying in bed, he's like snoring his head off, editing this ad in Vegas. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is so good. Wild.
Had 10 prostitutes in the room.
Literally. So like, it's still like, it doesn't feel that crazy, but when you look back at like where we started and how we started, like, holy fuck, it's actually pretty insane. We're pretty lucky and pretty stoked.
There you go, boys. Before we fucking just grind away, and here you are, very good.
And now you've got to go into a boxing match.
Fuck me. We're just saying before, I tell you what, like, I can't wait for this fucking shit to be over.
Same. Yeah. So the pod, as you know, guys, the Podcast Royale, it's like all these Aussie podcasters coming together and fighting. The Bloody Brilliant Beers boys, you guys got roped, and you're doing singular fights though, right? It's not a tag team for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And so who are you guys fighting? And how did you get roped into this?
So I'm fighting Tommy Dahl from the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was on site one day, and Tommy just called me up and was like, yeah, we're looking to do this fucking boxing event. And he's like, you got a big buff head. I got a big buff head. I reckon we can just box on. It'll be pretty sweet. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Didn't really think it'd come to fruition. And then all of a sudden he's like, bro, like, this is going to happen. I was like, oh, fuck. What have I signed myself up for?
Like, I've never thrown a punch in my life, which was quite evident from my first Nitro boxing session.
And from your last Nitro boxing session.
From my last and every single one. So, yeah, I was just like, oh, I'll stuff it. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Did you guys have to both agree together, or was it like you approached individually?
We were sort of approached individually.
Yeah. I was like, because I'm fighting Jace from the Reggie's podcast, never met him. But I'm the same. I've never even yelled at anyone, let alone thrown a punch in my life. Like, I was like, fuck. But Tommy's like, yeah, this fight's happening, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be the only one to say no. And like, yeah. Literally. So yeah. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll just fucking do it. We'll see what happens.
But. Michael was, yeah, so like, no, I'm not doing it. Yeah, I'm not doing it for a long time. But
so
I was
just training.
Like, fucking hell. Mate, my whole mantra is like anti-training. So I still play footy down at the local club. I play in a team where we haven't done a training, or we've done one training session in the last 5 years. Oh, wow. And that one training session was for a semi-final, and we went on to lose that. So we were like, obviously.
You don't want to overthink
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm used to just rocking up, playing my sport, and then sinking piss and fucking off.
You guys, it's the other shit thing about the whole, like, we're fucking last on the night. So we're going to be sitting there shitting ourselves, watching cunts get knocked out all night, and then we're just going to be sitting there, can't enjoy a beer.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm fight number 8 and he's number 2. And I was like, oh, wow.
I'm hoping that, like, people are still lining up to get in and shit by the time I'm done. Like,
it's ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting experience. So, it's quite surreal.
Yeah.
Do you guys know many, like, all the podcasts guys that are on there?
There's a fair few.
I don't know. We, like, know of everyone, obviously, but we haven't met the boys from up in Cairns, which is Almost a Man podcast. And they're fighting Bluey and Gabe from the Daily Blue News poddy.
Right. Yeah.
We've met Bluey. We haven't met Gabe. But then obviously we know Tommy and Cam. Who else is on?
Lukey. The Cast Patrol boys as well. Yeah. So there's a fair few that we've met. Just a couple that we haven't met yet. But
I think it's going to be a good talk. Good spectacle.
It is going to be fun. You guys know the guys that we're fighting, right? You guys.
Yeah, we met him. Yeah.
Yeah. So Knuckles is probably one of the loosest men. I actually asked Curb the other day. I was like, whenever anyone asks me about him, I don't know how to describe him. And he was like, oh, I just say he's like shaped like a question mark and doesn't have an ass. And just like, I was like, fuck, that's so rough.
He's
so
a lunatic, but I think we've got him to blame for this whole event. Like, because I think it started out with the Alpha Blokes producer Quinn calling out the Two Flogs producer Moose. And then Knuckles got wind of it and was like, this can be a thing. And I think originally he called out both of the Inspired Unemployed.
Yeah, and Wendell Saylor.
Willie Mason as well.
Yeah, it might have been Willie Mason. Yeah,
so it's his fault all this is happening. He's a fucking absolute lunatic. But
The other fella, Brizey, we met him at the Alpha Blokes Christmas party last year, and he's got the Dead Ass podcast. And I think he's trying to like normalize death. Yeah, oh, I was like, oh,
that's
fuck.
Good.
So I was like, oh, yeah, sweet.
So if you guys had, knowing what you know, and I know you guys probably haven't seen Knuckles or Brizey fight, but if you guys had $100 right now, who would you put your money on, them or us?
Honestly, I'd be going you, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
100%.
It's hard to tell. Wow. Brizey is terrifying, I think, but I think you definitely got Knuckles covered.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think I'm with Klutzy, $100 on you guys. But in saying that, the only time we met, as Klutzy said, we met him at a piss up. Like, I was just telling Brizey about how fucking scared I was of the thing, and he's got me doing drills in the back of the pub in Gladstone.
Oh,
so,
see,
like,
so we fucking can, boys.
Yeah,
so,
well, yeah.
You know, well, so.
You boys can as well, though. Like, yeah, that's we've been down there watching, like, fuck, you can throw them. I was copping them the other night. It was,
It's been good fun.
I love getting bashed in the face.
You know what the worst thing is? Those Thursday night fucking sparring classes. I've done two now. Both times I've come away with a fuck. Like, this is not the best podcast etiquette, but listen to this. Like, that's me trying to breathe through my nose because it's so swollen.
I remember the other week, like, when they had you going with all the different partners and stuff, Das is there and he's like crouched down on the ground. I was gassed. I was fucked. I was like, oh, well, we're going to go together. So come on, mate. We'll just fucking have a go. And he gets up and looks around at me. He's just got blood pissing out his nose. I was like, this next 5 weeks could not come quick enough. Like, man, and we were just there. It was like a gentleman's agreement. Yeah. And we're just like,
the softest sparring you ever will see. Yeah.
We nearly pulled out. Like at the end of January, Michael had just dislocated his knee.
Yeah.
And I had all this weird heart shit going on. Yeah. So I literally couldn't even train. So we were like, perfect. I reckon a week away from pulling the pin. But then we just kind of got our shit together and came good. But yeah, man, at the beginning, it's like the sparring was so – like you do like one round and you're so fucked.
It's,
and then
it's
the coach is like, what are you doing? Like throw more punches.
You know what
it's
someone
like,
said
I
to me?
Can't.
You know what someone said to me at that Thursday night class? It was one of the other people who trained at the gym. She goes, just pretend you're not tired.
She said that to me as well. I was like, I don't know. Like, I pretend about a lot of things.
Yeah. Like it's not. I can't lift my arm anymore.
My lead arm is like limp and like it's just – it's fucked. Yeah. It is so fucked.
It's no good.
Someone can tell you that you're not fucked, but yeah, as you said, when your arm physically can't raise above your hips, you know you're fucked.
Yeah, and we got tag team, obviously, but we got 4 2-minute rounds, but we only get 30 seconds rest in between each round.
That's brutal.
So, but like,
that's not even enough time to like get the headgear off for some water or anything.
I know, and the headgear gets so hot. Are you guys wearing headgear?
Yeah, fucking.
Are we?
I don't know. It depends if they are.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Something like that. But yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I kind of like it without the headgear, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you can see a bit better.
Apparently, it doesn't do much. It just stops from cuts.
Stops your cuts. It literally does
feel
exactly
the same.
Can imagine
that. It's just like fucking headgear and football and stuff. Like,
in saying that, I would rather not get cuts.
That's true. Yeah. I'm just so worried because I've got my nose has literally been broken like 3 times in my life, just in different spots.
Yeah.
So I'm just so worried about getting the perfect shot. It's like punching a shattered glass window. Yeah. Like, it'll just fucking explode.
Yeah.
So, after sparring, my nose is just fucked.
It's
like,
the
I'm
worst,
picking like huge fucking scabs out of my nose.
The
for
actual
days.
Sessions I find not that bad, but then I try and go to sleep that night and I'm like, choking on a breath while I'm trying to fall asleep. Like, I was trying to eat my lunch in the car on the way here and I had
to breathe
stop.
Out of your mouth.
Yeah, I can only breathe through my mouth. I've got a mouthful of food. I'm like, holy shit, I'm about to fucking die. I just want to go to eat my lunch. Like, it's horrendous. It should be a great night.
I hope it's worth it, eh? Because the only reason we really said yes to it, because we're like, you know, the podcast, we know how much of a grind podcast are, and we don't really know many of the other Aussie podcasters out there. Yeah. So we're like, you know, fuck it, we'll meet all the other boys and we'll get some exposure, and it's just turned into this fucking terrifying, now we're fucking main event thing.
It was meant to happen last January, now it's like April, so it's just
it was meant to happen originally when they called us up. They were like, yep, end of November or something like that. And I was like, holy fuck. So I did the, with Budgie Smuggler, did the Australia's Most Ordinary Rig in 2022. And I won that. So I ended up being, So I won. And then in 2023, last year, they had us doing the World's Most Ordinary Rig. And they said the dates, and it was going to be a week after the World's Most Ordinary Rig. I was like, there is no way I'll be doing any training or fitness when trying to compete in a competition of ordinary.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And I was like, fuck, I'm going to go in there and get pumped. But thank God they realized how big of an event it actually is to organize. So.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's like, you know, you agree to it and you're like, oh, you know, probably won't be that big a turnout. And then fucking 5,000 people tickets sell. Like, who the fuck did that? Because it certainly wouldn't have been our fans buying that many tickets.
It's fucking crazy.
I think like, it must be
Tommy
the Alpha
and Cam's audience is pretty fucking wild. Yeah. And I think
that's nuts.
I think they got pretty big plans, like, not so much just around boxing, like maybe around boxing as well, but in the event space, I think they're pretty keen to like do some crazy stuff. And they sort of said to us, even like, because we sort of agreed to it straight away before it was a thing. And, like, you know, the blokes who said yes, you know, they're going to be the first ones we go to next time we do something, because there's plenty of people who didn't say yes. So I'm stoked to be like a part of it in terms of like what they're doing. So I think it's going to be massive and awesome.
Yeah.
But in terms of like getting my head punched in, not so much.
I think my biggest fear is like, you know, going in there and then boom, knocked out in like 20 seconds.
I reckon bring that on.
So
it'd be nice for it just to be over that quickly.
Yeah. Or just walk in with your hands down. Because like, it'd be such a shame because then you look like such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And no one can even see that you've done any training.
Yeah.
Because you're just knocked down straight away.
I said to the coaches when we started training, I said, as long as I'm not like that dude who's running away in the corner, then I'll be happy. Like, I can just stand there and eat him at least. I'll be happy. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fucking
eyes. Yeah. Well, look, like we said, the tickets are sold out, but there is a pay-per-view, all right? Yeah. And it will be in the link of this episode. So if you want to buy the ticket, I think it's like $30.
Yeah, something like that.
$30, you can watch all of us get in the ring and fucking either beat the shit out of someone or get the shit beaten out of us.
Exactly.
I'm so keen to see your fight just from like a, like how the fuck it's going to work. Because you know when you're like, when someone's punching you, you're trying to get out of the way. Like, how does it? There's a bit of a gray area with the tag, right?
Yeah, like, we asked the other day. Yeah, we called Buster and he was like, I was like, oh, so how's it work? And so all four of us are in the ring. So two of us will be like in the corner and then the two fighting, obviously. And then when you want to tag, you just kind of turn around and go on. And then the ref will come in and stop it.
But the ref stops it when you swap.
You know, as soon as someone lands a good shot, could you then go, stop, one good shot.
Yeah, and run away. And he's just chasing after you.
Yeah, as they're about to finish a combo off, you just put your hand up and say you want to tag.
Yeah, holy shit. I didn't think about it like that.
Man, it's a good idea, right?
Because Darth said to me the other day, he's like, holy shit, imagine like, say like Knuckles or Bryzy's coming at you and then they sort of throw a punch, but you're within tagging distance. Tag the other bloke in. He's just bound up.
I'll just kind of hang back near Michael and then tag him and then fucking bang over my shoulder.
It'd be so fucking funny.
It's actually going to be very interesting, so I'm very keen to see it.
I'm most keen to see the where they're blindfolding fucking six or seven dudes.
That sounds
like who the fuck? How's that allowed to that?
I don't know. Like that would terrify me because you know, like with any sort of impact and pain and shit like that, if you can see it coming, it's nowhere near as bad.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
If you cannot
We've
protect yourself, like, I can imagine.
Fatal. Yeah, like,
imagine someone's gonna die.
We were talking about it the other day. Now, from the start, they said to us in the gym, just keep, like, don't turn your head because the punches that hurt the worst are the ones you can't see. And these poor cunts won't be able to see any of them.
Exactly.
It's going to be brutal. Oh.
No, I think I'd just stand in the middle and do, like, the helicopter.
Yeah,
just
literally. Just
poke to my arms with a
little heels hoist or something and just fucking keep going around.
Imagine, like, falling out of the ring. I'd be fucking terrified. I'd be 10 times more scared to do that than what we're doing.
Fucking oath. And then we got the after party. You guys coming to the after party?
Yeah, we'll be there for a bit. We got a fair few mates coming down. So I think we're going to go to the after party for a bit and then probably just go to a pub somewhere and get real pissed.
I'm fighting second, so I plan to be real pissed by the time it ends anyway.
It's kind of tempting to just start drinking halfway through.
Make it easier.
Numb the pain.
Get in there fucking absolutely written off.
Shit-faced,
Turn it on the rums or something.
We should do three pingers.
I reckon Knuckles won't be sober for the fight. Like, I reckon he'll be under the influence.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 100%. Fuck, if he's having a drink, then I would probably have one with him.
Because he's a fight. Get to know each other before.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
Yeah, because we went on his podcast. And everyone always says how much of a fucking legend he is.
And
it's kind of shit because he is a fucking legend. But then you have to go in there and kind of put that aside.
That's the thing. Like, Tommy, who I'm fighting, I've become great mates with over the years. We all started the podcast game around the same time. And he said to me, he's like, well, I'm just going to pretend that you've said something about, like, my family or something like that so that I try and get angry to fight you. So, like, when we started doing all, like, the call-outs and stuff, my thing was I just complimented him on how great of a father he is just to try and be like, well, you can't really use that now because I think you're a great dad.
Dude, you should lash out at his family.
There was
fuck your mum.
You got four kids, you're going to fucking see daddy go to bed, bro.
I'm their new dad.
Yeah.
When we went to Gladstone for their Christmas party and I have videos on my phone of these two. This is like what? The start of December or something.
Yeah.
These two like squaring up at the pub, like in each other's face. And then there's a photo from like 3 o'clock the next morning. It's him Tommy and Tommy's wife just on the dance floor of some club, hugging each other. Human centipeding. Yeah.
I was just like,
having a good groove.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
It'll be good. This will be the one and only time I fucking 100%. Do it. And then after that, I'll hang my amateur boxing gonna gloves.
Going to do like
up.
The UFC retirement, like gloves in the middle of the ring. Like, that'll be it for me for sure.
It is going to be like, as daunting as it is, it's pretty cool to like walk out. There's going to be so many fucking thousands of people.
I think
if we
like took the proper amateur boxing route, imagine how many fights you'd have to fight in front of 5,000 people.
The amount
people,
of boxers
like,
never get to that.
Yeah, exactly
100%.
Right.
100%. Most pros. Isaac Hartman was saying, like, you guys sold that out really quick. Yeah. That's unheard of in the boxing world.
Yeah.
That's what, when we were over in Vegas, one of the boys was talking about it to one of the boxing promoters he knows over there. And he was saying, like, how many people and how quick they sold it out. And he was just proper gobsmacked.
Yeah, because they're not cheap.
Because Knuckles was like, oh, it's the fastest selling boxing fight in Australian history. And this guy was like, no, it's not. Like, that's bullshit. And he's like, how many tickets you sell? And I was like, oh, like 5,000. And he's like, in how long? And I was like, 12 hours. He's like, oh, actually, yeah, that probably is the fastest selling boxing
fight. Which is crazy.
He said it's not the biggest. Like, they've obviously Jeff Horn fought at Suncorp, which is like 50,000. Yeah. But in terms of selling out, apparently, it's one of the fastest in Australian history.
So fucking nuts. Just mental.
Yeah.
I wonder how the pay-per-view will go.
Well, someone told me they reckon they can get 50,000 people.
That's fucking
on the pay-per-view.
Wild.
Jesus.
Maybe we should go to that class.
We got told too that Knuckles, he's bought like a fucking half the tables for his like mates and family.
Yeah, that
doesn't
surprise me. Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, well, I reckon we're gonna get fucking booed as we walk out.
Oh, I already know I'm gonna be copping a lot of shit. I've been a lot of the Alpha Bikes community has been
true,
commenting
they got a massive
on.
Community,
oh my god,
mate! We can post anything. Like, could be a photo of me and like Tommy's gonna put Clutzy to sleep. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Something the other day, someone we asked about something, and he's like, "Oh, there's three things. Where'd the leaves come from? Tom Dyle's gonna fucking punch your head in, and you're gonna leave in a stretcher." And I was like,
"What?
Thanks, bro." Fuck, man.
Oh, charming.
Just,
charming.
Insane.
I think by that stage of the night that you guys are fighting, if Knuckles has got tables, then you'll be copying a barrage.
And they didn't want to give too much away, but apparently his walkout is something to behold as well.
Right.
He couldn't tell us, but
Clutzy's got like half of our fucking mates from high school walking out with him.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. All the boys are coming out. I was like, it'd be a pretty cool experience. Just grab everyone in there.
I don't know if I told you this, but one of my mates, Jonesy, messaged me. He's like, do you reckon I could carry an urn out? Like fucking the Undertaker dude. Clutzy walks out, so it's gonna be fucking weird.
Scatter the ashes amongst
the crowd. It's gonna be bizarre. So I think our mates have booked a limo and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm staying with a bunch of the boys at Burley down there, and my missus, which she's thrilled about. And I think they've organized like a limo and they're all going out to buy like outfits to come down in. So I'm like,
brilliant.
Fuck.
See, we should have done it like that.
Yeah, that does
ridiculous.
Sound fun.
I think they're getting like, you know, like the old school, like boxing people at the front with the weird coats and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're getting that sort of vibe. So knowing our mates, it could be fucking anything. So I'm pretty excited to see what happens, but. Should be good.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah, well, there you go. So the 27th of April. Guys, if you want to have a watch, pay-per-view link is in the description. Boys, thank you very much for coming on. If you want to listen to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast, you can find them on Spotify, iTunes. Where else is best to see you
YouTube,
guys?
Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah, a bit of TikTok.
We got Bloody Brilliant Beers pretty much everywhere. So wherever you can search it, you'll find us, hopefully.
Well, there you go, guys. Fucking if you want to hear a bit of shit talk and a bit of beer reviews, go and give the boys a follow. Watch us have a brawl on Saturday.
this week.
Fucking hell.
Crazy.
Came up quick. Okay. When we told the boys in the gym, like, oh, we got like 16 weeks, and they're like, that's going to come up quickly. I'm like, we'll be right. So, oh, fucking hell.
Wow. Anyway. I don't like thinking about it. Anyway, let's
training session,
Savo.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Right, cheers,
thank
boys.
Thank you.
Well, have a bong break. We'll be right back, everyone.
Bong break. I love that.
Your time is red for us to waste. Picking up the phone was your first mistake. Ha, ha,
annihilate
ha, ha.
The humans.
It's prank.
And this humans. Is a segment where we prank call someone, all right? Now, We've had a lot of interest. We've had a lot of intrigue and hype around the do a shit prank call that we did a couple of weeks ago. Mm. People are saying do a shit left, right, and center. Mm. So we thought, look, let's ride this wave of do a shit all the way into shore, and we're going to do it again. We're going to call businesses, and I'm going to try and convince them to do a shit.
Mm.
Okay? Hit it, Marty.
This is the ultimate. If I can get someone to do this, like, that's the ultimate.
That's the goal of this prank call, is to see if someone actually does do a shit.
See if someone does a shit. All right, so I'm going to start by calling a library.
Good afternoon, library. This is Natalie.
Hey, Natalie. I'm just. Do you guys have like many books on like history and stuff? Is there a big history section at that library, or should I try one of the other ones?
Well, you can put like the holds are free, so you can put anything on hold you want to come through to here if you need. So if we don't have what you want here, then you can pop something on hold to come through from anywhere within the region.
Sorry to interrupt. Are there many like people in there at the moment? Many people at the library?
Well, it is school holidays, so let me have a look.
Pretty busy. Oh, you know what would be so funny if it is busy? Oh, wait, do a shit. I reckon if there's no one around, no one can see you right now. I reckon do a little shit and just see what happens. Like, imagine people's faces if you did like a shit and just don't even mention it.
I don't think it's really appropriate to talk to me like that. I'm really sorry.
No, I don't find that funny at all.
As I've said to you, if you want any history books, we do have history books down here. If you need anything else, then you can pop something on hold. So if you want to pop down,
I might come down,
give you a help with that.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Well, okay. So it was just because you can see how it'd be funny though if you did, because no one would expect you if you did a shit and like they would see it and be like, what the hell, and then you just don't mention anything about it. Like, you can see how that would be funny though, right?
Did you not understand when I was saying to you that it's not appropriate to talk about that to me? It's just so funny to me
if that happened. If you did a shit, it would just be so funny. That's all.
Who am I talking to?
Arkel.
Arkel. Okay.
But anyway, I was just a joke. Like, I was just thinking out loud. Sorry, I've just got a weird sense of humor. I just thought it would, just because you're in a library right now, I just thought it would be so funny if you did a shit.
Just bear in mind that it's not appropriate, and you're not, please don't speak to any of the rest of my staff like that.
Okay. All right. No worries. I won't make those jokes anymore. Sorry. So I'm sorry if that upset you.
Okay. Yep. All right. No, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time. Do a shit.
Oh my God. That is rough.
It is rough with women.
Whoa. Shit. Holy shit.
Indeed.
Oh, man. Fucking, she took that like a champ.
Oh, man. Okay, let's call someone where there's a man working. I'm not doing women anymore.
Why not?
I don't know.
It feels sexist.
I don't want them to think
women deserve the same treatment as men.
I don't want them to think that like it's some kind of sexual weird thing. fetish thing or some shit.
Yeah.
Kevin, Nikki speaking.
Hey, I was just wondering, are you guys open for lunch for long?
We close at 2:30. So
okay, sweet. Yeah, so is there many people in there at the moment?
No, not really.
Oh, man. You want to be like, I've got a weird sense of humor, but it'd be so funny. Imagine if you did a shit, like if no one's around to see it and you just do a shit and like film it and stuff. And then like imagine what people would think when they see that.
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting. Is that what you're planning to coming and do?
No. I was just like thinking, like, it just sort of came into my head how fucking funny that would be if you just did a shit, like, without even saying anything and then, like, didn't even mention it and, like, just let, like, the staff and, like, the patrons just kind of come across it.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, well, I'll leave you to it, but yeah.
Are you coming to lunch?
Probably not at this stage. I might come tomorrow, though.
No problem. We'll see you then.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, no. She just thinks that that's a normal guy. It's just that thought pop into his head. Fuck me, there's going to be a bloke. Surely there's going to be a bloke.
We could try a service station again.
But I'm like,
Hey, bro, I was just calling to check if you've got certain types of beer. Do you guys have those Tun beers, like spelled T-U-N?
Say again, sorry.
I'm just checking if you guys have a certain type of beer I'm after. It's called Tun, T-U-N beer. Do you guys have that in stock at all?
No, we don't, I'm sorry. I can't say I've seen it at... Like at any of our stores, sorry. I don't think I've seen it around before.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe it's only in select ones, but that's okay. I might come in anyway. You guys have a pretty big beer selection, hey?
Yeah, so in this store in particular, we don't have that big of a beer selection. It's more of a wine retailer. Oh, but okay. At our parent store, Harry Brown's, is definitely a larger selection of beer.
Oh, so there's more like people like who like wines and stuff, like rich kind of people come into your bottle more for wines and stuff. Is that more the clientele?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know what would be so funny? Imagine, you don't have to do this. Just be a funny idea. Imagine if you did a shit like while you're working and don't even mention it to anyone. Like just do a shit behind the bar and then like don't say anything and then just let customers come in and like those pretentious wine customers come in and then smell it and then just don't even say anything, but you've done a shit in there. Do a shit and film it. Trust me, it'd be so funny. Hello?
Hello? It's the calls are kind of breaking up for some reason.
Oh, did you hear what I said? I just had a really funny idea. Can you hear me?
One second. Let me move around and see if I can get some better reception.
Yeah. Get in a better position.
I can hear you, but it's very... It sounds so broken.
Oh, really? That's so weird. That's perfect reception where I am. Can you hear me now?
Oh, random. I wish you could hear what this sounds like.
Sorry.
But, like, I can almost hear what you're saying. It's just, I don't know. Right now.
What about now? Is that?
Oh, much better.
Oh, okay. Shit. Sorry, bro. Sorry. Oi. But so sorry. Oi, I just had this funny suggestion before. I don't know if you heard me, but like, you know how it's all like wine people to come in and shit. Like, you should do a shit behind the counter. Like, do a shit, and then don't even say anything, and then just like see their reactions when they come into the store, and then they smell the shit. It'd be fucking hilarious, bro. If you just did a shit like back where you're working, and don't let anyone see it. Like, film it and shit, but don't let anyone see you shit. But do a shit and see what people do.
That's a horrible idea.
Bro, that would seriously be so funny, bro, if you did a shit. Seriously, film it. If you film it, bro, I'll fucking post it too.
I don't know about that one. That's a horrible idea.
Bro, you can tell it would be so funny though, right? Can you imagine just some stranger lady comes in, middle-aged lady, looking for like a nice bottle of red, and then there's a massive shit just on the fucking floor, and like you don't even mention it, bro. That would be so funny. Imagine seeing her face.
Half the customers smell like that.
Yeah, bro, it would be so fucking funny. That would be worth it, man. It's just an idea, but if you want to get a laugh, seriously, do a shit. If you want to get a laugh, do a shit.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
All right, bro. Well, let me know how you go with it, bro, because that's hectic. But yeah, man, I might come in, I might not. I'm not really a fan of the wines, but I reckon do his shit.
Of course. Anything else I can help you with?
No, bro, if you could just do his shit, that would be awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much
for
it.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
No worries,
thank
I'll get you, it
bro.
Done.
No, film it. Film it for me.
Yeah.
All right, see you.
Okay,
see,
later.
See you, bro.
No way!
Dude.
Oh my god!
He was so wonderful.
He sounds like he has our sense of humor.
Oh my god! That would be a horrible idea. That would be horrible if he just fucking sneaks off and does a massive shit in the middle of the bottle shop and just runs back behind his counter and acts as if nothing's happened.
It was so convincing because you're like trying to get the rich wine people like, oh, wow, man.
Oh,
that is honestly, I could hear that forever. If we just went on like a... infinity of just calling up random numbers and just fucking calling up
on a tour around Australia and just call out lots of different businesses and tell them to do shit
face to face.
All right, guys, thank you for listening to episode number 11. Please leave a like and leave a subscribe, like leave one here in the room with us. Have a comment and then a 5-star review on Spotify. If you could do those things, just one of them, one of those things, big help. It's so easy. It's just a click of the button and then you fucking move on with your life. It takes you 2 seconds and it helps us beyond.
And if you're bored, send us a treasure in the mail if you want.
Send us more voicemails. Shit's getting hectic. Fucking comment some shit. Have a fucking chat with us. Send us a picture of your balls and dicks stretched against glass.
P.O. Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia. Send Michael weird shit.
We got the apple in the foreskin. Anyway.
We're the best.
We're the best.
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 Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best. Best